Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed. Pastor Mahlangu, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Lovely. I hope your day and week has been good.
They have been splendid. And how was yours?
Ah, man, it's been fantastic. Thank you for asking. Now, we are concluding our conversation today. We're talking about the interfaith marriages and navigating some differences in beliefs. Now, concluding our conversations and with a lesson on what to do when a couple that was once equally yoked has grown apart and finds themselves with fundamental differences. I think it happens quite often. And so we're going to talk about that and hear what exactly is advisable in those instances. So, Pastor, you know, sometimes some people start off quite well, equally yoked, and life changes happen and they find themselves growing in different directions. How does having the same faith help in such a situation where people just outgrow each other?
There's somebody who once said, couples who pray together stay together.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a very interesting statement to note, that when people are of the same faith, they ought to take time to pray together.
Yes.
If you read in the book of Mark, where Jesus is talking to the Pharisees, and they're coming to tempt him on divorce, he's talking about people who are no longer interested in each other. Back then, you know, people would get to a point where they're saying, I no longer like this one. I have to move on to this one. So Christ is saying, no, you as couples, as God's children, you need to pray together, pray for each other, so that you can be able to stay together. Because when you fall into these temptations, when you fall into these challenges, you need to be able to come together again and relive and rekindle your love. People who are of the same faith are able to talk to each other. They are able to share their differences, share their challenges, and the things, if they're not moving together, they are able to say, we have a problem here, let's talk about it. There are pastors, there are church leaders, there are fellow Christians you can talk to. There are programs which you go together, family life programs. There is a camp meeting, there is week of prayer, where you can go and get yourself revived. So when you are at least going together to those functions, you meet the word of God, you meet prayers, you meet songs that will encourage you, you meet seminars where at least maybe the speaker will directly speak to your problem. But if you're not of the same faith, you're not able to go to the same church, you're not able to go to the same seminars, and then maybe one party hears the word and you wish, if only my spouse was here to hear this powerful word, on their own, then at least it could have helped at the end of the day.
Yeah, quite interesting, Pastor. So you are saying that if they pray together, they're not going to meet such a challenge where they've grown apart. Is that what you're saying?
Challenges do come. We do have challenges. People of the same faith, being in the same faith does not mean that you don't meet challenges. You meet your ups and downs. But the ability to say, I've been taught to live in such a way so that when I have a problem, I can talk about it. We can talk about it and we can fix it. So we are not necessarily saying that people who are of the same faith do not have their challenges. They do have their challenges. But the good thing is you are able to talk about it. You are able to sit down and share your differences and say, my friend, I don't like this. And one of the principles that we use at home is to say, if another party says to you, I don't like what you are doing, you don't need to negotiate about it. We are adults, we are mature people. Somebody has raised their grievances and their differences and they are telling you, I don't like this. Then you have to respect that. We don't have to ask them, why are you saying that? Why are you saying things like that? No, 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 no. They have mentioned it. So we have to respect that, and then we have to choose the right path and the right way at the end of the day. So yes, even people of the same faith do have their differences, but what is important, we can sit down and talk about it.
Yeah. Now, how then is important is a personal devotion in ensuring the couple's mutual spiritual growth?
As I said before, that people who pray together, they stay together. When we read the Bible together, when we are praying together, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is the one that binds us together with love. Remember, it is the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, is the one that we need to share at the end of the day. Love, caring, long-suffering, patience, and all those things that we find from the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So as we pray, it is God who imparts these things in us, and the Holy Spirit dwells in us. But if we don't pray, if we don't have the Holy Spirit, if God does not dwell in us, then there is a replacement that comes in our lives. That is the devil. When the devil comes into our lives, he comes in with things that are there to destroy that love, that relationship that God has placed in our lives. And the Bible tells us that when we don't put God in our lives, definitely we're inviting the devil to come and take place in our lives.
Now, Webb, how can a couple then that has drifted apart come back? You know, if they are not on the same page about their situation or even the solution. Example, if one party wants to study the Bible together, the other party is against it and just wants to have their own personal time or even lacks interest in that. How do they navigate that then? How do they get back to the same path?
The best way is, one of the best ways of solving a couple's problems is the couple itself. Yes, third parties, yes, they may come in at a later stage, but the initial people to come into this situation, the initial people to solve this problem is the couple itself. We need to talk. What is the problem? Because really, it's not really the issue of the Bible study. There are underlying challenges, the underlying problems that we need to talk about, things that are happening within our marriage that we need to talk about, to say, my friend, the reason why we are not doing this is because of this. Because the other party will feel that you are pretending. You are pretending to be holy, you are pretending to be reading the word, while you have got these issues that you need to solve. So we are saying, as a couple, let's talk about the problems that we have. If it's an issue of social media, if it's an issue of relationships, if it's an issue of money, let's talk about it so that we clear the problems that we have. And after that, it becomes easy for us to pray together. It's easy for us to come back together, because the moment we leave room between us, if we leave any gap between us, we are allowing the devil to come in within us. So we need to clear those challenges. Let's clear those problems so that we are able to meet together, pray together, play together, and stay together. You know, at times you can see people walking in town. The other is about 5 meters away from the other, and you are wondering, are these people still staying together? Even when they get into church, the other one is sitting that side, the other one is sitting that side. They still want to worship, but they cannot be together. Why? Because there are underlying problems that are there. So let us talk about those problems. Let's solve those issues so that we are able to come together as a family for family worship, for family prayers. Because it becomes difficult for one to pray while they hold a grudge or there's something heavy within them. They are thinking to themselves, this person that I'm praying with is a hypocrite. They are not faithful. They don't keep their words and things like that. So those are the things that we need to clear ahead of time.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Pastor, we've had a fantastic time over the last couple of days with you. What's the one thing or thought that you'd like to leave with the listeners as we conclude this week's conversations about this subject with you?
As we conclude this issue, we are married, we are staying together. Let's talk about our issues. Let's talk about our differences. What makes me angry? What makes me hurt? Let's talk about it. And the other spouse or the other party should respect what the other person is saying, so that at the end of the day, we understand each other. If it's an issue of overspending, no, my friend, you're overspending. Let's manage our finances in this way, so that we can achieve big and great things within our home. If it's an issue of relationships, if it's an issue of contacts on our phones and things like that, let's talk about it. I don't feel comfortable with the way you talk to that gentleman or with the way you talk to that lady. Let's talk about it so that we clear the air and we are on the same page. And those who are contemplating marriage, look at the red flags. Look at the things that are going to affect you in your marriage. We're talking about compatibility. You need to know what are the things that are going to affect your home. We talked about religion. We talked about the number of children. We talked about where you're going to stay. We talked about whether you're going to continue working or not. Let's talk about these things ahead of time. When you think that this thing is not working out, don't force it. Pray. God is going to give you the right spouse for you at the end of the day.
Beautiful, thank beautiful you. Stuff. Thank you so much, Pastor Mahlangu. It's a fantastic note to end it right there. Honestly, we do actually need to pray for one another as spouses. Thank you so much, Pastor.
God bless you.
Blessings to you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.